fly. Boy ashore and lad, it's Friday.
Triple M, Mid-North Coast, it is Strotty for Brekkie on our favourite day of the week. That is the late, great Murray Happ and the Strotty Breakfast Show singers led by the great Tony Verhoeven there in the It's Friday song for Friday, the 8th day of February. Good morning, everybody. Hope you're all okay as you're starting to yawn and come to grips with the fact that, yes, it is Friday. And partly cloudy is the forecast for today, with a slight chance of a shower and storm in the south. That is what they are predicting. Very warm, though, today. It has been cooler in the early part of the week. Today, back up to 28 on the coast and 34 inland today with a howling northeaster. And I'm looking out. I can see the flags are going already outside the Triple M weather shack. So, it is blowing already. Major news stories of the day. Well, rumours are swirling that former New South Wales Premier Mike Baird could be in line for the top job at the troubled NAB after both the chief executives fell on their sword, finally, yesterday. and Australian clothing empire heir Matthew Bennett, more famous for starring in a sex tape, allegedly with supermodel Elle Macpherson's sister Mimi, has died in Thailand. And locally, awful news that broke in the afternoon yesterday. The search was underway yesterday for a man who went missing while swimming in Woolgoolga. Lee's got further details of this. It happened just after 3:30. They got one person out of the water but couldn't get a man they were after. A 27-year-old man is still missing. Dear, oh, dear. And also, just a reminder about next week on we go from Woolgoolga to Wauchope and the Hastings. Motorists are advised of changed traffic conditions on the Oxley Highway, King Creek, Tuesday and Wednesday next week. Roadwork being carried out, the resealing works in that area. It is progressing well. The cutting, the old Spencer's cutting there, looks like it's going to be a lot smoother once that work is finished. Looks great. Work's going to be carried out between 6 p.m. and 5 a.m. in that area. That's something to keep an eye out for next week. Now in sport, in the cricket, the Big Bash, the Hurricanes beat the Renegades by 16 runs. Darcy Short starred tonight. The Heat tackle the Stars. That game's at 8:40 coming from Brisbane, because they're an hour behind up there, eh? In the AFLW tonight, the Brisbane Lions take on Collingwood at the Gabba. That game's at 7:35. And in boxing, if you can call it that, rugby league players donning the gloves, Paul Gallen and John Hopewate. The bout is live on Main Event on Fox at 7 o'clock tonight. There you go. In sport locally, big one today for racing fans, and I know a lot of coastal people have their annual pilgrimage to Walker today. The $35,000 Walker Cup will be run today. The Johnny Sprague trained Gilter is a top weight at 62.5 kilos. Good luck. Have a great day in Walker. They also back up for another meeting tomorrow. A lot of people have a sleepover and put the pads on again and go again tomorrow. On the show today, plenty happening. Friday is always very busy after 7. We'll release our top three things to do around the coast at the weekend. Also, we have a very funny cactus today featuring some very interesting people. As Big Gazza Roydman gives it to youngsters in sport today, John Michael in with all the Hollywood goss. Two movies about the ill-fated star Sharon Tate are in the making. One starring our own Margot Robbie. John Michael will talk about that later. Access all areas. Last day today for you to win a money can't buy experience with the Red Hot Chili Peppers. You go to the concert with your bestie, and for three songs you go backstage with them. How good would that be? We'll make the call. Al Shield will make the call, the captain of the Triple M Club, between 2 and 3 in Caleb's Arvo's show this afternoon as well. And he's also playing Fact or Furphy today. I'll give you a preview of what it's about and how you can win on that a little bit later. $1,000 up for grabs last day of the week on the birthday wheel today. And if you're birthdaying today, you're sharing it with some very famous people. The late, great James Dean, the composer John Williams, who gave us Star Wars, and the great author John Grisham, all born on this day. And, of course, Christy in with What's On the Mid-North Coast Today for Holiday Coast Credit Union. 132710, you can email midnorthcoast@triplem.com.au. Get us via the Facebook site or, indeed, our website, Triple M Mid-North Coast. Well, if you missed any part of the show, just go to my page and press catch up. It's 11 past 5.
We love our city.
Love living here.
Why would you want to live anywhere else?
It's just a good spot.
Love it.
Love the music you play.
I can always have a good laugh on my way to work.
Green was my cactus. On Triple M for the Bonnie Hills Garden Centre and Cafe.
Stocking a huge range of designer pots and brand new water features in stock now.
Big Gazza Reidman for Cactus Sport. Well, it's got to be said, like the elephant in the room, there are times when sport is just too depressing for words. Like when Farlap went to America, ate American food, got fat and died. Like the day you realise that champion tennis genius Nick Kyrgios is an even better champion knob. And like the day that champion surfer Mick Fanning punched the shark that bit him and Greenpeace tried to sue him for cruelty to animals. But all those depressing events on the sporting kaleidoscope pale into the wayside compared to the latest book of revelations in the manly science of football. I refer, of course, to the sad, sad, ugly head that's popped up again called drugs. The proliferance of drugs in football has escalated out of all proportion off the map. Everyone's doing them. It's got to be stopped like a lead balloon. There's no place for drugs in football unless you've splintered your sternum or crushed your coccyx or had your nose bitten off and you need a Panadol. What is wrong with the young footballers of today? They're all wandering around snorting cocainium off their phones or doing designer drugs like, I don't know, Colette, Dinigan, Little Black Numbers or something. There's even some mad young footballers out there who are sniffing crack, so named because of the way it's smuggled into the country. Wake up to yourselves, you buffheads. Back in my day, we didn't need any of your fancy performance-enchanting drugs. If we wanted to perform better, we'd simply have a bonding session at Jimbo's place the night before. We'd spark up the barbie and zinc two or three slabs each. We didn't need drugs. You'd be surprised what fun you can have with a few casks of plonk for the Sheilas, a game of strip twister, and a boot full of backup Bundy. And here's the point. It was all totally legal. There was no drug inspectors knocking on our door and no stick-in-the-blanket people with camera phones. But you tell young footballers today to stick to booze and they just turn their nose up and shove something in there. Fair dinkum. I'm so depressed and fed up with it all that the other day I nearly turned me back on sport and read a book. But it's all right. Club doctors put me on Prozac. I've been Big Gazza Reidman and I'll cop yous in the tunnel.
How green was my cactus? On Triple M for the Bonnie Hills Garden Centre and Cafe.
Stocking a huge range of designer pots and brand new water features in stock now.
Triple M's Fishing Best Bet.
And that, of course, is to keep a lid on your fishing litter. If it's not in the bin, it's on you. Good morning, Wormer.
Strawny.
How are you, champion? Your last day of the week, and I think Bluey's back on Monday. You've done a sterling job coming off the bench with number 17 on your back. However, you'll forever be known as the bloke who gave us nor'easters for 4 weeks.
Yeah, it's blown the whole time I've been on here.
I know.
It's a conspiracy.
Imagine Otto. Yeah, it's a conspiracy. Yeah. It's Chris and George won those 11 premierships. I can just imagine him now. What do you reckon about today? We're right on the bottom of the tide now. I know where you are. You reckon there's some big black clouds out to sea. There's nothing on the radar, really. Really warm today and a continuation of the nor'easter. Where are we going to go?
Well, we might slip out the beach early. It's quite nice out here at the moment. The water's nice. And see if we can get some brim on worms and brim or whiting on worms or pippies, mate.
Okay. On worms or pippies. That's actually where you are at the moment, isn't it?
That's where I am at the moment. The water looks good.
That's good. Okie dokie. Well, there you go. That's the tip. These beautiful whiting. As I said, I went for a paddle up the river. It was a Wednesday around lunchtime when we were nearing the top of the tide. And the whiting, really good size, were absolutely everywhere, particularly in the shallows there, Wormer. So good luck to everyone heading out for a whiting today. Now, because it's Friday, the Wormer has also been busy studying
the Bluey Waters Bottle-O Best Bet.
Rightio, Wormer, what have you got for us?
We might slip down to First Choice Liquor and get some Carlton Dry, $47 a carton. How's that sound?
Carlton Dry, $47 a carton. That sounds absolutely magnificent. Do I hear a round of applause for that one? There it is. Very good, Wormer. Now, I do know Bluey used to say that he reckons that was as good as Crown, the Carlton Dry.
Yep.
There you go.
And cheaper than water.
And cheaper than water, yeah. Because it normally works out the Bottle-O Best Bet around $1.70-odd. And water at his place is how much?
$2.50.
Unbelievable. So it's easier to drink beer there. $1.95 it is, working out the bottle of best bet, and the water is $2.50. We'll just leave that up to your imagination. Wormer, thank you.
And we don't go rusty.
We don't go rusty as well. Wormer, we thank you so much for your contribution. The great man will be back on Monday. Enjoy your fishing. Hope you get a whiting today.
You're welcome, Strawny.
This is the Mid-North Coast's Triple M News.
Mostly sunny and a top of 31 on the Mid-North Coast today. Good morning, I'm Lee Jollo with the latest local news. With the community still counting the cost of the passing of Wauchope High School at Bronson Roads, now looking ahead to a full inquest in the Port Macquarie Coroner's Court on April 29. The boy sadly disappeared at Flynn's Beach on December 16, 2017. Meanwhile, a search is set to continue first thing this morning up at Woolgoolga, where a man's gone missing. He and a woman went for a swim yesterday afternoon before getting into trouble. The woman rescued, but the man going under before he could be brought in. The police force is putting more boots on the ground to tackle rural crime. An extra 18 officers will be deployed across the state to target stock theft, illegal hunting, stealing, trespass and firearms offences. Port Macquarie MP Leslie Williams has responded to suggestions from the Hastings branch of Climate Change Australia they were lacking in climate policy. She says the claims are incorrect and that the government's in fact in front of the national average when it comes to cutting emissions.
The New South Wales government has a very clear climate change policy framework. In 2016, emissions in New South Wales were down almost 19% on 2005 levels, outpacing the national average decrease of 13%.
The government has got a climate change policy framework that can be found online, which aspires to see zero emissions in 2050. Ms Williams has also rubbished claims there's a gold rush to clear fell our forests as scaremongering. And teams of two will have 60 seconds to stomp as much juice as possible out of 10 kilos of grapes this weekend. The annual Grape Stomping Championships are on at Baygo Vineyards on Sunday, the event becoming increasingly competitive and part of tradition. Ian Adams from Baygo Vineyard says it all gets underway at 10 a.m.
The vineyards open at 10 o'clock and then we'll be kicking off with the media stomp at 12, and then directly after that will be the general stomp, the 21st anniversary stomp. But the music starts at about 11:30. That's quite good this year. The music should fit in well with the show because it's still sweet and swampy.
Now to sport. This weekend, the Trial Bay Triathlon running over 2 days at Southwest Rocks. It'll be the 30th edition and commencing 7:30 tomorrow morning at Trial Bay Jail. Online registrations are available on the event's website for those wanting to guarantee a spot, with a maximum of 600 entries. All proceeds from the event go to local charities and community groups. And that's the latest news and sport.
Triple M's beach and surf conditions with Hutto, thanks to Camden Haven Marine, your Suzuki Marine dealer on the Mid-North Coast.
Good morning. We have a nor-west to northerly wind blows, producing really clean conditions in those protected northern corners and some of our open beaches. In the open beaches, it'd be worth a look for that early to mid-morning surf before that wind gets too strong. We do have an easterly swell. Wave size is around that 3-foot mark with the occasional bigger set coming through. We do have a high tide around noon today. Low tide is around 6 o'clock this evening, and the water temperature is around 19 to 20 degrees, but down around the Port Macquarie areas as low as 17 degrees. And now for the surf of this weekend. Saturday looks pretty much the same as today with nor-west and north-easterly winds. They'll be moderate to really strong in the afternoon. The swell will be out of the east, so those northern corners will be best again. The swell, as I said, will be out of the east. Wave size will be around that 4 to 5 feet mark. But then Sunday looks like we're in for a strong southerly change. It'll be southerly in the morning, turning southeast in the afternoon. So those southern corners should have some nice waves. We should have some little bit of leftover easterly swell. So those southern corners should have some nice waves around that 3 to 4 feet mark. And then in the afternoon, we're going to get a new southeasterly swell. The open beaches should have some solid waves around 5 to 6 foot.
Johnny Leakes, the latest entertainment goss.
Brought to you by Southwest Rocks Country Club, the premier entertainment venue in the Maclay Valley.
For the first time in 30 years, the Oscars are going to happen without a host.
Hello?
This is following the controversy with Kevin Hart, but the Academy first apparently reached out to Dwayne The Rock Johnson. Now, The Rock responded, confirming that he was the Academy's first choice as host, but it didn't work out because of his Jumanji sequel schedule. Justine Schofield has become the seventh person to be eliminated from I'm a Celebrity, Get Me Out of Here last night. The 33-year-old MasterChef appeared elated as the news was delivered, immediately responding she wanted a hamburger. But who does Justine think will win? Apparently she's putting the hard-earned cash on Natasha, the former SAC newsreader. Triple M, Mid-North Coast and Access All Areas, the final Money Can't Buy experience with the Chili Peppers gets given away this afternoon between 2 and 3 with Caleb in the Arvo Show. A fine young cannibal's there and good thing. It is 8 to 7.
What the papers are saying, thanks to Chris and V at the Plaza and Clifton News Agencies.
For the final time this week, good morning, Lee Jollo.
G'day, mate. Happy Friday.
Happy Friday, yeah. We're all excited. It's our favourite day of the week, and the papers are here. You've been perusing. Yep. What are the front pages were spruiking today?
Yes, that's right. So, in the Sydney Morning Herald today, the headline, Bank Chiefs Quit, NAB in Turmoil, global Search for New Leadership. National Australia Bank's leadership is in disarray after Chairman Ken Henry and Chief Executive Andrew Thorburn both resigned yesterday following blistering criticism from the Banking Royal Commission and a deepening crisis over the alleged rorts by a former senior staffer. As well as that, MP's secret hotline let Daly off speeding fine hook. Michael Daly's staff used a secret hotline reserved for MPs to help constituents to get the New South Wales leader out of an undisclosed speeding ticket by blaming his wife. And Coalition exploits franking credits inquiry to raise funds. The Coalition is using a taxpayer-funded inquiry into Labor's franking credits policy to raise funds for the Liberal Party as the committee prepares to meet dozens of angry retirees for the final time before Parliament returns. And in the Daily Telegraph today, gone. Three top execs, David Jones and Nab, were ousted yesterday, with the trio falling over separate scandals in a horror day for the Australian business. And Aussie Hollywood star Nicole Kidman meets tiny patient Zach and ICU nurses Katie and Laura at yesterday's Sydney Children's Hospital meeting in Randwick.
Good on you, Lee. Thank you for that. Now, locally, the horror couple of summers for drownings on the Mid-North Coast continues, and we've still got a search on for a missing man in Woolgoolga.
Yeah, that's right. So police are searching for a man this morning up at Woolgoolga after he went missing at an unpatrolled beach yesterday afternoon. It's thought he's a 25-year-old Iraqi student. The woman he was with was fortunately able to be saved. And as we say, that search ongoing this morning. They allegedly got caught in a rip, and hopefully that man will be able to be found. But obviously grave fears for him, and it's very unfortunate to hear another one.
Just terrible, Lee, just terrible. And, you know, that comes on the back of the drowning of young Branson just over 12 months ago at Flynn's Beach in Port Macquarie. So, again, we implore people, going to the beach today, please make sure you're going to a patrol beach and swimming and staying between those flags. And our thoughts are with the families concerned there. Not good. All right, Lee, thank you very much for that. Now, you car washing this weekend? Because we do want it to rain.
Come on. Actually, I am car washing. It's filthy.
Oh, yes.
It's filthy. It's not good enough. But I want to talk about you dropping your glass not long ago.
Shocking.
It's shocking. It's his favourite glass, and he dropped it. I hear this massive just clatter of glass going everywhere. I pop my head open out the door and ask, what's happened, mate? And he tells me what's happened.
Oh, yeah.
My favourite. I was throwing it up in the air and catching it. Well, you weren't catching it, mate.
I was going out to refill my glass. I got my Fender Stratocaster glass, right? Yeah. It's quite a big one that I use for my water. And I was throwing it in the air, like singing and planning what I'm going to do next, right? Going to the water cooler. And then tragedy. It hits the deck and doesn't bounce.
Oh, no.
So, first of all, I've gone for the cupboard, right, to go and get the dustpan and broom. And I'm thinking, I'm still going to have to put an email out about this, because if you've got bare feet, I'll bet I reckon I missed a bit. But I went into Jamie O'Tech's office, and he's got a vacuum in there. Did Jimmy go to the vacuum cleaner?
Yeah.
And then
yeah.
Bodge comes out.
Good effort.
What are you doing? Yep. What's with the vacuum? Yep. You know?
It'll be a royal commission into it.
Long story. So I've gone the dustpan and broom, I've gone the vacuum.
Well done.
And it's now in the bin.
Yes.
And
sad times.
It's 2 seconds silence. You ready? There it is. That's good for my cup. Thank you, Lee, for bringing that to everyone's attention. No Marina worries. With the traffic not far away. Then we'll go to the newsroom after 7, our top 3 things to do around the coast of the weekend. Classic hits, Triple M and Strutty for Brekkie, the great Rod Stewart there. Do you think I'm sexy? The single version of that one. It's 11 past 7. Our favourite day of the week is here. Carbon copy of the last couple of days. Strong northerly winds and 28 degrees on the coast, 34 inland. Slight chance of a shower or storm in the afternoon. The radar looks pretty clear at the moment.
Strawny's top three things to do this weekend on Triple M.
Sunday sees the 21st anniversary Baygo Vineyards Grape Stomp. What a challenge it is. Here's Ian Adams with more.
The winery opens or the vineyards open at 10 o'clock and then we'll be kicking off with the media stomp at 12 and directly after that will be the general stomp, the 21st anniversary stomp. But the music starts at about 11:30. Yeah, the record was set in 2012, 7.1 litres from 10 kilos, which is pretty good, actually.
If you love racing, one of the best days out is heading to Walker. Yep, it's Walker Cup Day today, but there's another meeting on tomorrow. Head up the mountain for a great day out with a five-race card starting at 2:15. Fords, Chevys, Plymouths and Buicks are the order of the day as Port Macquarie welcomes a range of hot rods for the Coasters Hot Rod Club's annual Coasters Cruise on Saturday. Here's Billy Reid with more.
The actual show and try starts at 4:30. If you want to hear the cars come in, I'd say get in there around 4. We're expecting about, probably around 100 cars, I suppose.
Stoney's top three things to do this weekend on Triple M. I'm the free online computer-generated voice for Strongest Breaky Show.
Triple M's Entertainment Report with John Michael Housen.
Yes, and here he is, John Michael. Good morning.
Good morning, Mark. Good morning, holiday guys.
Yeah, 10 to 8. I thought first up we'd have a talk about an interesting one you've got for us. Now, Sharon Tate, there's been so much said about her, written about her, television specials, investigations,
yes.
And our own Margot Robbie's going to play her in a movie?
Yeah, she's playing it in a movie that's starring Brad Pitt and Tom Cruise, believe
wow.
it or not. They're supposed to be, Tom Cruise is a movie star and Brad Pitt's his stunt double, and they get involved in the terrible events of 1968 when Sharon Tate and a few other people were killed by the Manson gang. Now, it was a terrible story. I mean, a horrifying story. And Margot Robbie is playing Sharon Tate in this movie, which I think they've just wrapped filming, right? It sounds a very interesting idea. And, of course, there have been many documentaries about the Manson gang and their horrors and whatever. But there's also another film being made called The Haunting of Sharon Tate. And it's got Hilary Duff is playing Sharon Tate. So Sharon Tate's getting a lot of movie coverage at the moment. But a weird thing about this is that Sharon Tate, for about 2 or 3 years before she was murdered, was haunted by nightmares that she would be the victim of a satanic cult. She used to have these terrible nightmares where this satanic cult would stalk her and kill her. She used to say to people,
wow.
And this went on for about 3 years before she was eventually killed by, I suppose you could call it a satanic cult, would lead to the evil cult. So it's an interesting story.
Yeah, and when you look at the other, the plot kicker to throw in as well, well, she was married to Roman Polanski.
That's right, Roman Polanski, of course. I mean, he had his fair share of troubles after that. I met Roman Polanski once and had absolutely nothing to say to him because I thought, what can you talk about?
Yeah, exactly. Now, let's talk about one of our favourites, Jackie Weaver. It took a long time to make it big in the US and indeed in world cinema, but she's going well and she's playing a very controversial character.
She's in everything.
Yeah.
I see her in so many movies on Netflix, it's amazing. She pops up in everything. Well, her latest movie is a movie called Our Lady Limited, and it's about... it's sort of loosely based on the Tammy Bay Faker.
Tammy
Faye Baker.
That's it.
And her husband Jim Baker. Remember, they had this religious thing, a con job, and they had a television show. She used to wear about 2 tons of mascara. Remember that?
Yeah, she used to look like she had triantulas on her eyes.
That's right. And she turned out to be a rather very sad figure, you know, poor thing. But they used to scam people out of money by literally. I mean, they lived in luxury, had the millions of dollars, lived in absolute luxury, and by appealing for money to support their fake church. It's a very interesting, you know, time. And remember, it was the 80s and the 90s.
Yeah, it sure was.
A lot of those people around until people woke up to them. But anyway, this film has got a good cast because her partner in crime in this is being played by Sir Ben Kingsley.
Wow.
And he plays this character called Pastor. Now, I love this. Pastor Byron Brown. Not Brian Brown. But Pastor Byron Brown. And she played Lillian Brown, who's the, you know, the Tammy Faye Baker character. But also in the film is that wonderful, wonderful British actor, Timothy Spall, who is one of those guys you never would have imagined him years ago being a movie star, because you've got to say he's very on the plain side, but he is such a fabulous actor. And anyway, they're getting working with this Jackie, you know, with Sir Ben Kingsley, multiple Oscar winner, I think. And
yeah, sounds great.
It sounds good, doesn't it? Yeah, they use their fake religion to bilk hundreds of innocent people out of their life savings. I mean, they were really an act.
They sure were.
It'll be very interesting to see Jackie playing a character like Tammy Faye Baker.
Oh, I'm so happy for her. Yeah, $50 for eternal salvation, honey.
That's right. Yes, I used to watch it. People really fall for this, but they did by their thousands.
They did. John Michael, time's beaten us. You have a great week, and we shall talk to you same time next week.
Thanks, Mark. Good luck, everyone.
Triple M and classic hits. You can call me Al from Paul Simon. Call me anything you like. It's 13 past 8 on our favourite day of the week. 28 on the coast, 34 inland. Stinking hot again today. Maybe a shower or storm in the southern part later. Okay, last time for the week. Let's go.
Triple M.
Birthday wheel. For 40 Wings, Port Macquarie. Wake up wonderful with a new bed from 40 Wings in the Port Home Zone.
Yeah, let's go to beautiful Taylor's Arm and say a very good morning to Joanne. G'day, Jo. How are you?
Good morning, Johnny. Very well, thank you. Yeah,
that's the way. In the little bit that we got sort of showery yesterday, did you get anything at Taylor's Arm?
We did. It was a bit enough to take the dust away, but fingers crossed.
I know what you mean. You live in a good part of the world, Jo. All right. Let's try and give you $1,000 for 40 Winks. I've simply got to match your birthday. What number?
Mum, my birthday's on the 13th.
13th, all right, let's go. Lucky for Joe, lucky 13. Come on, lucky 13. Come on. The rotten thing, it stops on number 18. Can't give you the money, Joe, but I've got your detail, phone number, etc. End of the month, Christy does the draw for the Triple M bag, jam-packed full of goodies. You're in the running to win that, and we really appreciate the call. Thank you, Joe.
Thanks, Johnny.
Okie-dokie. Other birthdays today, young Liam Whalen is turning 18 tomorrow. We want to give him a shout-out today. Good on you, Liam. We hope you have a great day tomorrow, and I'm sure you're going to be showered with gifts by your family and friends. Good on you, buddy. Now, if you're birthdaying today, I can tell you you're sharing your birthday with the great James Dean, John Williams, and author John Grisham, all born on this day, February the 8th. Very exciting on Triple M. The last of Access All Areas gets given away to a Triple M Club member. Someone's going to be off to see the Chili Peppers, and they get to go backstage for 3 songs. How good is that? Now, that's between 2 and 3 in the Arvo show with Caleb. Now, being Friday, he's going to play Fact or Furphy. $100 on offer, right, this afternoon. Did you hear it last week? It's a lot of fun. This is what the whole show is about, Fact or Furphy. You can catch it this afternoon with another $100 on offer. This is last week.
Cheers to that indeed. Here we go, Fact or Furphy, and I have got Dave on the line from Lake Cadyford. So I'm going to tell you a statement, and you have to tell me if it's a fact or furphy. Are you ready to go?
Ready to go, mate.
All right. So 3% of ice in the Arctic is penguin urine. Fact or furphy?
I'm going to say furphy.
Yeah, you're spot on. You've got it straight away. Look at that. I'm going to get in so much trouble. The first time we've played this and I've given away $100.
Thank you very much, mate.
There you go. He'll do it again this afternoon on the Arvo Show here at the M's. It's Triple M and the Ray Hadley Morning Show after 9 on 131-873. Ain't too proud to beg there from the Temptations. Love it. Bang on quarter to 9. Talking about Ray, did you hear him play a bit of Frank Hyde yesterday? I know he was talking about the great man who I think had a would have celebrated his birthday yesterday, but oh, I can remember as a kid Sunday afternoons when he'd finish on 2SM calling the footy, again, just before I go, and he used to always play Danny Boy. And you forget what a good version and what a good voice poor old Frank had. It was great stuff. Ray after 9 on 131-873.
The Mid-North Coast today. What's on for Holiday Coast Credit Union?
Here's Christy. Good morning.
Good morning. Happy Friday.
Yeah, our favourite day of the week is here, Christy, and plenty on today as usual.
There sure is. The free lunchtime concerts are at the Glasshouse today, every Friday from 12:30, this time with Hats Lewis. Now, one for the babies. The Babies Love Baby Bounces on from 10:30 at Kempenshire Library. It's a free interactive fun session designed for kids between 0 to 3 years. So it's half hour of songs, rhymes and stories. So lots of young kids are allowed to come along and all are welcome. And in racing, Strawny, the $35,000 Walker Cup will run today with the John Spragg-trained Giltra being the top weight with 62.5 kilos.
Yeah, what a great day out. I know lots, busloads go from the coast over the mountain range to Walker. Have you been to the races over there, Christy?
No, I haven't. And I really actually don't mind the drive over there. So maybe I should duck over there today.
Yeah, it'd be a great day. And they're racing again tomorrow. It's a huge carnival. A few of them having a sleepover and backing up again tomorrow. But anyway, good luck if you're on to the races today.
Yes, and if you have a not-for-profit event, you can let us know at triplem.com.au. That's where you can share that event with us or find out what else is on around the Mid-North Coast.
Triple M, Mid-North Coast, playing the classic hits. It is midnight, all their beds are burning. And that's just about it for us on Strawdy's Brekkie Show today. Thanks to your locally owned club, the Port City Bowling Club. Don't forget free entertainment tonight with Dead D tonight. And Bobby driving the courtesy bus. And if you're wondering about Valentine's Day next week, well, they do some really great stuff at the Drift Bar Cafe and Restaurant. Three-course meal, plus you get a bottle of wine as well. You've got to book that, so make sure you book in there today. Now, if you missed any part of the show today, remember you can always go to the website, Triple M, Mid-North Coast. Go to my page and press catch up. It's all there. Coming up, Ray after 9 on 131-873. And don't forget, tomorrow, if you want to know what's happening around the Mid-North Coast, it is the weekend What's On with Pommy Rich and Caleb, who this afternoon will give away the final, right, the final Access All Areas prize to one of our Triple M Club members. Only Triple M Club members can win. You and your bestie off to see the Chili Peppers, plus you go backstage for three songs. How good is that? Al Shield, the captain of the Triple M Club, will do it with Caleb this afternoon between 2 and 3. And don't forget, Fact or Furphy, you can win $100 with Caleb this afternoon as well. Have a great day.
And you have a treasure that money can't buy.